Excuse me for a second. I need to speak to this lovely Omega that you're chatting to. I'm so sorry about that. I just need you over here real quickly. What do you think you're doing, little O? I was in the bathroom not even 5 minutes. Were you so attention-starved that you flirted with a complete stranger despite being mated? It seems like someone is just asking for punishment. You're my best friend, but you're also my Omega and I'm your Alpha. I expect you to at least give me a little bit of decency. No. You're not sitting next to me in this booth. I don't trust that you're going to behave yourself. Sit on my lap, honey. Oh, come on. Don't be embarrassed. You know, the longer you stand refusing to sit down, the more people are going to start staring. You know how much everyone loves a good show of an Omega being punished in public. Always a fun little spectacle. It's my right as your Alpha, after all. So, are you going to behave yourself, little one? You gonna come sit on Alpha's lap like a good Omega? That's what I figured. You didn't want to make too big of a scene in public, did you? Yeah. It would have only humiliated you further, huh? You wouldn't want people to think you're an unruly Omega. If you did, that Alpha you were flirting with earlier, well, they might decide that my claim on your neck doesn't mean anything because I can't handle a disrespectful little Omega. You know, ever since I mated you, you've been so needy, always wanting to be touching me when it's just the two of us. Whether it's our arms while we sit next to each other, or your legs in my lap while we watch TV. But in public, you start flirting and trying to make me jealous. Why is that? Do you think I'm attractive when I look at that Alpha you were flirting with absolute hatred? Do you think it's cute to get me upset so that you can be punished on purpose? Ignore my hand creeping up your thigh and tell me, Omega. Come on, you can do it. You were having such an easy time chatting up that random stranger. You can't talk to your mate? Why am I any different from that Alpha? I don't think that's the reason. Admit it, little one. You think it's hot when I get all Alpha and possessive over you? See? Was that so hard? Doesn't it feel good to be honest with your Alpha? Why don't you give your Alpha a kiss on the cheek then? Oh, that's my good Omega. It seems that despite your presence in my lap, that one Alpha decided to look over and catch a glimpse of my mate. They're completely smitten with you, honey. Not that I blame them, but I don't like it. I don't like when someone else is looking at you like that. Like, they want to take you for their own. That Alpha doesn't realize that taking you from me simply isn't an option. You want to be here with me even if you're getting all flustered in my lap with the attention of your mates and some stranger on you. You wanted this, didn't you? That's why you were flirting with that Alpha. You wanted attention and to get me jealous. Well, now you have it. So, why aren't you enjoying it? Oh, that's adorable. You think that squirming in my lap is going to lessen the intensity of either of our sights on you? See, that's better. All I did was leave you alone for 5 minutes. Not even. I had to run to the bathroom quickly, that was all. And you decided that you couldn't handle that. And you went and flirted with someone else. Like I wasn't right here. I'm starting to think that you forgot you're a mated omega. Right now, we aren't out as best friends. We're out as mates. That means in public, you have to behave yourself and listen to me. Unless you want me to start punishing you publicly. It might be better. Maybe the lessons would actually stick inside your cute head if there were people watching. If you knew that others could see how embarrassing you are. Oh, sweetheart. I know how much you loathe being the center of attention, but love being the center of my universe. Just another cute contradiction about you, honey. Oh. Don't get all bashful on me now. Kiss me like you mean it, little O. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Good Omega. Doesn't your alpha's lips feel so much more rewarding than a random stranger's? Isn't it nice to be such a newly mated Omega? And that's my good little O. Just look at you. The most attractive Omega in this room. And you're mine. All the alphas are staring at us, longing to touch you, wishing they could trade spots with me for even a minute to know what it's like to have you, the most perfect Omega, in their lap, kissing them. They wish it was their hand running up and down your smooth thigh instead of mine. And I must say, you really outdid yourself tonight, honey. I think this is what you wanted, to be a little bratty and to make me jealous at you paying attention to some meaningless alpha because you think my displays of ownership and dominance are hot. And you think it's fun to make me angry. Because it ends with you tied to my bed and crying, right? Such a shame. For you, that is. That's not what I want to happen tonight. See, I'm not sure if you looked at the date, little one. Did you happen to see what day it is before we left the apartment? That's what I thought. You didn't, which means you don't know what day or month it is. But I do. Have you been noticing how all the alphas in this bar have slowly started to pay attention to you? Their eyes dilated, trying their very best to pretend you are not in the room. And now I'm not clearly staking my claim over you. Go on. Why don't you take a second and smell the air, honey? You smell that? Yeah. It's so sweet. A silent lure your body's putting out. Because we got mated last month. Your body decided to make your heat a little early this season, putting you in heat right in the middle of breeding season. And of course, your heat not only triggered the beginnings of my rut, but I'm sure a lot of alphas are weighing the odds of challenging my claim and mating you right here on the barroom floor. Oh, you taste so good, honey. Right here, licking your scent gland. Yeah. Go on. Look around. Look at how every alpha and beta in this bar is staring at you with such lust, such intensity. They all want to swap spaces with me. They wish you were in their lap, little O. Oh, but don't you worry. I'm going to take very good care of you. I know you can still walk, okay? So, we're going to leave this bar, and we're going to walk to the hotel down the road. That's something you can handle, isn't it? Oh, that's my good Omega. Now take my hand, and hold on nice and tight. Excuse me? Pardon us. Yep, the Omega's cutting into... You know how it goes. Excuse us. And... You see that right up ahead? Yeah, keep walking. That's where we're staying tonight. When you insisted on coming out tonight, I thought you knew exactly what it was and you wanted to, I don't know, leave all this on the hotel staff. But... It's clear to me you didn't even know your heat was starting. And now you're just deferring to me and doing whatever I tell you because I'm your alpha. And that's what your Omega brain is telling you you need to do, isn't it? Oh, it's okay. It's okay, my sweet little Omega. Alpha's here. Alpha's going to make it all better and give you exactly what you need. Why don't you tell Alpha what you need? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do that for you. I think I can definitely help you out. Come on, just a little bit longer. I know, it's so far, but you can do it. I've got the keys right here. All we have to do is make it a couple more feet or steps or whatever, and we'll be at the door, I promise you. I already checked in. I planned ahead. Yeah. This one. There's the key and... There. Come on in. Right where I wanted you. I know you didn't sense it today, but I could smell it from the moment you woke up. And then you insisted on going out and convinced me to join you. Fuck, you smell so good. But after you convinced me to join you to go out to the bar while your heat's coming on, you decide to go and flirt with a stranger. Get every alpha's eyes on you in that bar. While you squirmed in my lap as my fingers danced up your inner thigh. You looked like such a whore in front of everyone. They probably thought you were so easy. But you aren't. You're my Omega. You're a slut just for me. Fuck. I love how you feel, but there's too many clothes. Aren't you getting a little hot, honey? Already feeling a little bit better, aren't you? Yeah, see, Alpha knows what you need, little O. And I'm going to take care of your heat. I know it's just starting, but you're all slicked up, aren't you? Your hole is needing your Alpha's knot inside it, locking us together, breeding you. I know that's what you want, little one. You want Alpha to knock you up so you are a proper Omega. Mated and pregnant. You didn't even realize this is something that you wanted until you got into heat while mated. And now, it's all your brain can think about, isn't it? You're thinking about Alpha's cum being buried deep inside your desperate hole. Your belly swelling with something we created together. Your Alpha not being able to keep her hands to herself. Constantly wanting to touch you or rub your belly, you know? The need to be bred, mixed with it being breeding season. You're sure to catch, aren't you? Going to fulfill your duty as an Omega and get knocked up for your Alpha? Yeah. Of course you are. Just look at you. Starting to get that dazed heat look in your eye. I've seen you in heat too many times to not know what look you're giving me. You would do anything I tell you to right now, simply because I'm your Alpha. And your Alpha's telling you to, and as a good Omega, you aren't going to tell me no, are you? Thank you for such an honest answer, little one. I know it's really hard in this state, pinned against the wall, looking directly into my eyes as you get wetter and needier for me by the second. Heat is overtaking your composure and wearing you down until you're just a desperate little puddle of need for your Alpha. And I know what you need, Omega. Why don't you present for me so I can give you what you need? So I can make your heat go away? Not even an ounce of hesitation. Just eager to obey the command you're given. Go on. Get your legs further apart for me. Good, good. Like having your slick hole on display. Smells delicious in here. Oh, fuck. That scent's making me hard. Do you know what that smell is, Omega? You don't? Well, let your Alpha tell you. That heavenly scent filling our nostrils, it's the scent of an Omega. That is wet and ready to be bred. You want to feel my cock sliding inside you, don't you? You want to feel my knot locking us into place and the feeling of my cum flooding inside you, filling you up and giving you what every Omega in heat needs? Yeah, that's what you want, huh? Well, if you want it, then you're going to have to ask for it. Beg me for my knot. To think I would give it to you that easily. Don't you remember that you made me jealous earlier? Humiliation wasn't enough for a needy slut like yourself. Humiliating you in front of everyone at the bar was fun, but this punishment? It's just for me. I'm going to be doing 5 spanks and then I'll fill you up like you need. I know. I know, honey, it hurts. But that was just the first one and it was on your left cheek. And the second one on your right cheek. Third one right at the top of your left thigh. And the fourth one on the right thigh to match, of course. Can you guess where the fifth one's going to be? It's going to be right here, on top of your leaking hole. Wow. Would you look at that? I think you got wetter from being spanked. Is my omega producing more slick because of your little punishment? What kind of a slut gets turned on from their own punishments? The same kind that's still spreading their legs and canting their hips as an invitation for me to breed them. Christ, you really are a sorry sight like this. If I wasn't your mate, I would have taken pity on you and fucked you anyway. You taste delicious. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. You like that? You like how my tongue feels going over your hole? Tasting every ounce of slick that you produce? Oh. You taste too fucking good. It should be illegal to taste this amazing. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make more slick for me. I want my face to be soaking. I never want your heat scent to be able to get out of my skin. I want to be able to smell it always. Fuck. Yeah. That's a good omega. Yeah. I know my tongue doesn't feel as good as my cock or my knot. And I know that you're not going to be able to come from just this. As every omega obviously needs a knot inside them to come when they're on heat. Oh. Well, let me indulge myself a little bit. You did it to me earlier by flirting with that stranger. It's only fair that Alpha gets to take her time and indulge a bit. It's not often that her omega is so bratty, but also tastes this good. And is this fucking wet? You would think. As an omega in heat. Even if you couldn't sense it, you would have been good. More likely to obey me. But in fact, you just turned your brattiness up. My cute little contradiction of an omega. Yeah. You just taste so fucking good. Ooh. Fuck. So fucking wet for me. That's a good little omega. Yeah. Let the scent of your alpha's arousal flood your nostrils while I keep tasting you and licking and lapping up all of your slick. Oh, it's not often you make this much of it. It just tastes so much fucking. It makes me tongue-tied. I can't even think. It tastes so much fucking better when you're in heat. It's so sweet. Decadent. I know. You just want me to put it in, don't you? You want Alpha to put her cock inside you and breed you like a good omega, huh? I know. My cock is so fucking hard at the thought of it. I can feel how fucking hard I am. How much I just want to fucking pound into your hole and knot you, breed you, knock you up. By breeding you, I'm gonna make an honest omega out of you. I think that's something you're up for. Oh, fuck. It's such a delicious fucking hole. Now, honey, I know you've been wanting me to put it in, and quite frankly, I don't think I can deny myself any longer. I need to put my cock in your hole and breed you like the not slut you are. You can take it, can't you? I knew you could. That's it. That's it, Omega. Taking every inch of my cock so fucking well. So easy, no hesitation. You were absolutely soaking and desperate to have something filling you up, weren't you, little O? It's a good thing your alpha's here to take care of you. If it weren't for me, what would you be doing right now, huh? Would you be giving it up to that fucking random alpha that you were flirting with at the bar? Come on, be serious with yourself, my Omega. You know that whatever that alpha has, it doesn't even compare to me. That alpha would just use you for a hole and leave you, but me? I'll make sure you come. I'll make sure that my knot is locked inside your hole, pumping you full of that cum just like you need, little O. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. I know you're on your heat and that's why you're so wet and so eager, but fuck. Even for you, honey, this is wet. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, just like that, take every single fucking inch of my cock. It just feels so good. It's so much better than that fucking other alpha, isn't it? They wouldn't be able to hit that spot just how you like. They wouldn't tell you to touch yourself while I'm fucking you. They wouldn't tell you that they want you to come as many times as you need. But, you know what I will tell you? And then I'm gonna fucking breed you, my little Omega. With your heat and it being breeding season, there isn't a very good chance that you're gonna be leaving here and you're not knocked up. I'm gonna fuck a baby into you and you're gonna be begging me for it, aren't you? That's the only thing that's really gonna satiate that omega hindbrain, isn't it? If you know that your mate knocks you up, that will make the heat go away instantly, and it will make you feel so fucking good. It'll be enough to make you come again right on the spot, wouldn't it? Yeah, my good little Omega, all you want, all you need is to be used and bred by your Alpha. That's the only thing Omegas are good for, really, isn't it? You're good at getting face down, ass up, and spreading your legs, letting any alpha with a cock fuck you and breed you and not you. Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to deny it. It's your nature, my mate. There's nothing that's going to stop you from ever being this much of a whore. It's biological. It's your function. You are a set of holes meant to be bred, and that's it. You're just a not slut, let's be real. And you love being my little not slut, don't you? You love the feeling of my cock pumping in and out of your hole and fucking you with no care as to how it makes you feel. That makes it hotter for you, doesn't it? God, all Omegas really are the same. They all want to be mistreated like this, don't they? They want to be fucked on a knot while they're told how worthless they are and how they're only just a womb for alphas to breed. That's your only purpose. That's your only fucking job. After all, before I mated you and you were an Omega that didn't have a mate, but you had all those things like freedoms because you weren't mated. How does it feel losing them? Fuck, your hole feels so fucking good. Yeah, right there, right there. Fuck. How I want to sink my fangs back into that mating bite. It healed up nicely, but. Temptations, temptations, temptations. I need to be able to resist. I need to be the one in control here because you clearly aren't. You are just you're just a little Omega trying so hard to fight against your instincts. You're trying, but it's not working, and you're failing every time because you're too weak. That's why Omegas need alphas. That's why I'm mated to you, and that's why I take care of you. Yeah, because you can't handle anything by yourself because you're just a silly, dumb little Omega. Someone that relies on their alpha for everything, whose only job is to be a fucking hole for me to not whenever the fuck I want. That's all you really have to do as an Omega. It's so easy. Even an Omega could do it. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it right there. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Such a good Omega for me. Yeah. Taking every fucking inch of my cock. You feel it? You feel it at the base? It's starting to catch. I'm starting. It's starting to fill up a bit. Come on, you're gonna have to work a little bit harder if you want it to if you want it to knot quicker, huh? How badly do you need my knot, little Omega? How badly do you need your alpha breeding you? Yeah, that badly. Oh, you're just adorable. Even when you're pathetic like this, even when you're no smarter than a fucking animal because you're just listening to that little Omega hindbrain that's telling you to get pregnant. It's telling you that That you want your thighs to start getting softer and that you want your chest to get softer and bigger and the perfect pillows for me to lay on. It's telling you that around your hips there's gonna be some extra padding in your stomach. It's gonna start to grow and swell with new life. I'm gonna fuck a baby into you and knock you up, make you a real fucking omega. After all, they say that you're not officially mated until your own omega has a baby in the belly and a baby on the hip. Oh, fuck. That would be such a fucking lovely sight to come home to. My omega with one baby growing inside you and the other just on the outside. Just like a good omega should be. Just like a traditional omega should be. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Keep you barefoot and pregnant the entire time. Make you my good little. My good little omega breeder. Oh, fuck yeah, that's it. Keep taking my cock just like that. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? You love feeling your alphas not catch at the base, slowly inflating because your fucking hole can't stop clenching down and milking me for all it's worth. You must really, really want that alpha cum. Is it because it's gonna satiate your heat and make it go away, or because you're excited to get knocked up? You're excited for me to fucking breed you just like the whore you are. It's about time anyway, considering how easily you've always spread your legs for me. Come on, honey. There's no reason to deny it. Not when you're like this. I can see everything. And I can also feel everything. I can feel how badly you are working my cock, just trying to get it. It feels so good. Keep it up. Oh, fuck yeah. Look at that. You're doing such a good job. You're pleasing me so well, honey. Such a good fucking omega for your alpha. You look so good split open on my cock like this. Sometimes I'm amazed that you're able to fit my knot and slide that hole because even now it's popping in and out and your hole's having a little bit of a hard time accommodating it. But you still want it, don't you? Yeah, that's what I thought. You want my knot locking us inside each other. You want to feel all the cum going straight inside you. That way, the knot that's locked us in place, it makes sure none of it escapes. Make sure you have a better chance of getting pregnant. And I know how much you want that, don't you? You want it because your alpha wants it and you're a good omega. And good omegas do what their alphas want. Even if it's what, not what they want. Oh, that's it. Yeah, fuck. Oh, there aren't words to describe how fucking good you feel right now. If I tried to paint a picture with words or make a noise, it's all gonna get jumbled. Oh yeah, come on. You're really trying, pulling out all the stops, trying to make your alpha come that badly. Is that how desperately you need that come? Go on. Tell me it is. Yeah, it is. I know it is. Fuck. Oh, yeah. You look so fucking good. So fucking sexy, little O. Oh, fuck. Making me feel so good doing your job as a mated omega. Taking every single inch of your alpha's hard cock inside you. Feeling the knot catching at the base as it gets bigger and bigger and it gets harder and harder for me to take out and slam back in. But you love that, don't you? You love that little feeling of the knot leaving your hole and then being slammed right back inside you. You fucking love this knot, don't you? Then go on and tell me that you're a knot slut. Yeah, that's good. Fuck. Alpha's getting really close. I can feel that my hips are not going at such a fucking steady pace. At least it doesn't feel like it to me. My knot is getting harder and harder to fucking pop in and out of you because it's inflated so much. Fuck. Oh, honey. Your hole is just too fucking good. You just feel too amazing. That's a good little Omega for me. That's my good slut. That's Alpha's amazing whore. Yeah. Fuck. So close. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. I know, honey. Alpha's gonna give you what you need. Gonna give you all of her cum so that you can be locked together, nursing a knot and getting cum. I know. Oh, fucking. And you're gonna. Oh, fuck. Alpha's getting so fucking close. And you're gonna take it all just like a good knot slut. You're not gonna let a single job go to waste, right? Fuck. Just. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Shit. Your hole. Fuck. No, stop that. You can't stop trying to move away from me now that you got what you want. Don't you remember? We're locked together. My knot is pumping all of its cum inside you right now, and that is what's going to make your heat feel better. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's how it works. You are just a little grumpy right now because you've orgasmed and you're getting alpha cum pumped inside you. I know, okay, I know. But as bad as you feel right now, it's only gonna get worse. We're just getting started with your heat. Heats and ruts that happen during breeding season tend to be a lot stronger and typically end with the Omega getting knocked up. Let's not focus on that right now. Instead of trying to move, why don't you rest your head on my chest? You can fall asleep while I stroke your back. Would you like that little O? Yeah? I thought you would. Come closer, my love. That's better. Are you going to keep my knot nice and safe and warm inside your hole while you nap? Oh, such a good little Omega. I love you so much.